Father, we bless your name, we exalt you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Daddy, we thank you, Lord, for another privilege you are giving to us this day to bring your word. Lord, be that glorified forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of God, we thank you for doing what only you alone can do. Even at this moment, we pray, Holy Spirit of God, come and have your way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your word that we hear this day, let it profit us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it bring freedom, let it bring deliverance, let it bring salvation to all souls in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because we know that your word will have freedom and be glorified in every life. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Monty Movers Arena is brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation, for short, CNE Christian Foundation. As part of our Youth and Children Outreach Program, we at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in accordance to Proverbs 21:21, which says, "He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor." Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership on 090-62-715-171, 090-62-715-171, or 080-3437-0623, 080-3437-0623. I am Evangelist Moloku Patience Oluchi, and with me is Evangelist Nwachukwu Emmanuel. Today, we will be discussing who is a Christian, the attributes and the character of a Christian. I now give to Evangelist Emmanuel. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you this evening because you're faithful. Thank you for a day like this. You brought us together so that we can learn at the feet of Christ. As we continue this evening, we pray your spirit and your presence will continue with us. Help us to be better Christians and to be who you want us to be. Thank you because you've answered our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, this evening, we are looking at a very important topic. Who is a Christian? This is not a rhetorical question. Like, when we say rhetorical question, we are told that rhetorical question is a question that does not demand an answer. But this is a question that demands an answer. It's not just an answer. We also have to look into our life and then evaluate ourselves, examine ourselves, whether we still what we claim to be. Praise God. Now, let's look at the book of Philippians chapter 1, from verse 27 to verse 30. Philippians 1, 27 to verse 30. "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be present, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Verse 28, the Bible says, "And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is written in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake." Verse 30 says, "Having the same conflict which ye saw in me, and now here to be in me." Praise God. We can see here that Paul says that let our conversation, everything about us, should reflect Christ. So a Christian is someone or is a person whose conduct and lifestyle reflects Christ. Now let's go to the book of Titus chapter 1 in verse 9. It's very, very important and crucial. In verse 9, the Bible says, "Holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayer." Now we can see here a Christian is someone who holds fast the doctrine, the word of God, and has sound doctrine, and then someone who is able to convince someone by his lifestyle, by his conduct, by his speech, that Christ is alive and that Christ is the way to God, that Christ is the gift of God to humanity, and through him we recover all the mandate the enemy stole when man fell in the Garden of Eden. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 19 to verse 22. Verse 19 The Bible says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Now we can see here that a Christian is someone who jettisons sin, who escapes, who is free from sin. And the Bible says in verse 20, "For in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use." And the Bible says in verse 22, "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Now we can see that a Christian is one who is a vessel unto honor, a true Christian. Now in 1 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 12 to verse 16, from verse 12 to verse 15, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in charity, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." Now we can see here that Paul the Apostle is saying that a Christian shows that he's a Christian in every part of his life, through his lifestyle. A Christian is someone whose behavior and heart reflects Christ. A Christian is someone whose heart and behavior reflects Christ. The opposite of a Christian is an antichrist, and the opposite of an antichrist is a Christian. Christianity to some people is still a religion, but the truth is that Christianity is beyond religion. Christianity is a lifestyle. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter 11 from verse 20 to 26, the Bible says, "And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch spake unto the Christians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came and has seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord." In verse 25, the Bible says, "Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Paul, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught many people, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch." We can see that their lifestyle and their conduct was what attracted the name Christian. So a Christian is one who is in accordance with God's will. Now we can see here that some people claim to be Christian by default, maybe because they are born into a Christian home, but it is far beyond that. Christ must reflect through us if we must be called Christians indeed. In Isaiah chapter 56 verse 6 to 7, the Bible tells us that there is also room. Some people think that Christianity is only Israel. Yes, Israelites are the elect, but here we can see that God from the Old Testament, that he has a program for everyone, both for the Gentiles and for the Jews. Now we can see in the book of Isaiah chapter 56 from verse 6 to 7, the Bible says, "Also the sons of the strangers that join themselves unto the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and takes hold of my covenant." And you see, there is a room for that one in God's presence. We're going to look at the attributes and the characters of a Christian. Christian is one who have accepted Jesus Christ into his life as his Lord and personal Savior. He must be watchful and prayerful. Let's go to Matthew 26 from verse 41. Matthew 26 from verse 41. The Bible says in verse 41, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Jesus Christ was given to prayer. And if we are like Christ, if we are Christians, meaning Christ-like, we must have the life of prayers. We must live the life of watchfulness and prayerfulness. We must live the life of fasting and prayers. Some people pray only when there is adversity and problem. Some people pray when things are hard. Some people pray in meetings, in the church, or only when there is necessities. We must pray always because prayer is the medium through which we communicate with God. A Christian must be communicating with God. We must be in a present relationship with the Almighty God at all times. He must study God's word regularly. We can see that in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. The Bible says in verse 15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." You can see here that a Christian must be a man reading and meditating on God's word, studying God's word. A Christian must be disciplined. The book of 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. A Christian must be someone who is disciplined. Bible says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Revelation chapter 3 verse 19. In verse 19, the Bible says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent." We can see here that a Christian does not live a carefree life. He is a man, he is a woman, he is a boy, he is a girl that is disciplined, guided by God's word. In Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 10 to 11, the Bible says in verse 10, "For they verily for a few days testing us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness." Verse 11, "Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, after which it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." Here Paul was comparing the chastening of our earthly fathers and that of God. So a Christian must be someone whose life is controlled by the scriptures. A Christian must always align to God's will. Jesus never allowed his self-will to interfere with his Father's will. Matthew chapter 26 verse 39. In verse 39, the Bible said, "And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." But as thou wilt. Now, verse 40 says, "And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that he enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Now I go to verse 42. "He went away again and the second time and prayed, saying, Oh my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." A Christian must be someone who is always interested that the will of God be done, that the will of God is done in his life, that the will of God is done in every aspect of his life, the will of God is done in his family. A Christian must be someone who does not give room for pride, because all we do is through Christ. Paul the Apostle said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." A Christian must be accountable. A Christian must be accountable of people under him, must be accountable in every area of his life. Let's look at the book of John. Christ himself is very much accountable. In John chapter 17, verse 11 and 12. Take verse 11. "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep true thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled." Now we can see here that Christ was accountable. He always prayed for his disciples, and he was able to give a good account of all of them. Now let's look at verse 17. Verse 17, "And sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true." Now we can see here that Christ prayed for them to be sanctified, because he knew, because he was able to assess them and see that there are still some things that should be done in their life. And then let's look at verse 20 to verse 21. The Bible says, neither pray I for this alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou Father art in me and I indeed, that they also may be one in us, that the world may know that thou has sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Now, a Christian must be accountable. Now, also, we can see that a Christian must be compassionate, must be moved with Christ-like compassion for straying and lost sinners. A Christian must earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. In Jude verse 3, the Bible said, a Christian must also be the light in his corner and a salt in his corner and environment. Jesus Christ said this in Matthew chapter 5. A Christian must pass through persecution. Persecution is what we cannot escape as Christians. Christ was persecuted for what he is not guilty of. 1 Peter 4:15 to 19 tells us that we cannot escape that. A Christian is one who is walking in the narrow way. Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 and 14. A Christian must be filled with the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22 to verse 26. If this is not found in your life, there is need to go back to the cross and get the full package that Christ paid for. This is a very important question you must answer. Are you a Christian? Indeed, Calvary is still open for many as are ready to be recognized by God as his true children. Romans 8:15 to 16, John chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible said, as many as receive him gave he power to become the sons of God. Bible says that heaven rejoices over one sinner that repents. In Luke chapter 15 verse 7, there is great celebration in heaven over a sinner who turns to God. I pray that you will become a true Christian today and live for Christ from today henceforth, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your word this evening. Be thou exalted, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our today's topic is, who is a Christian? And I thank God for the message by our evangelist, Matthew Emmanuel, is a great one. A Christian is someone whose behavior and acts reflect Jesus Christ. Their behavior, the way they behave, the reflection shows that, yes, these are Christ-like. What brought about the name Christian is because of the word, the way they are behaving and they are reflecting of Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts chapter 11 verses 26, and when he had found him, when he had found Paul, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and they taught much people, and the disciples were called Christian. First in Antioch, because the people saw Christ in them. They are now called them little Christ, that is Christ-like. Why? They have the mind of Christ, they behave like Christ, they talk and love and care like Christ. The Lord will help us all to be like him in Jesus' name. Being like Christ is beyond being born again. After we give our life to Christ, there is need for us to discipline ourselves. How do we achieve that? By continuous study of God's word and putting into practice the word we receive. That is what will make us to be like Christ. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 18, it says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The more we look into God's word, meditate, and put into work this word, the more like him we become. God's word has the capacity to change us into his image by his Spirit. That is why there is need for us to discipline ourselves as Christians to study God's word. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. There is need for us to discipline ourselves when we want to pray, when we want to fast. All those things, these are the things that Christ taught us by his word that we must do as Christians in order for us to be word-full Christian, not an empty Christian. I pray for God's grace, for continuous study of God's word, putting his word into practice, because it's the word that we receive and put into practice that will profit us. I pray that the word of God will profit us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. To be a Christian, we must first of all be a child of God, that is giving our life to Christ, being born again. A Christian is a person who is born again. by the Spirit of God as he or she actually will trust in Jesus Christ and seek to follow him. A Christian is not a person who goes to church without accepting Jesus Christ into his or her life. A Christian is a person who has faith and trust in the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Someone who has accepted the Lordship of Jesus into his or her life. First of all, you must give your life to Christ before you can be a Christian or be like Christ. You need to forsake your old ways and accept the Lordship of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, and it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Lord is calling you. Allow him into your life. Repent and receive Jesus Christ into your life today. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us all, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants all to be saved. If you're under the sound of my voice, and you want to say, Lord Jesus Christ, I want to give my life to you. I want to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for your word today. I believe you died for me. And on the third day you rose up again. Lord, wash me by your precious blood. Forgive me all my sins and accept me as your own. From this day, I will serve you all the days of my life. Remove my name from the book of death. I write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me as your own. Today, I'm free. I'm born again. And now I belong to the kingdom of light. Amen. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ, that the grace of God that I brought you, that same grace will keep you, will preserve you, and I seal the seal of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 3 John 1, 2 said, beloved, I wish above all things that I may yet prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that are afflicted in one way or the other. You are sick in your body, you are sick in your soul, you are sick in any areas of your life. I decree healing upon you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree healing upon you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. God wants all to prosper. He wants us to be in good health. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, let there be restoration to your health, let there be restoration to your body, let there be restoration to your mind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 107 verses 20 said, he sent forth his word and the word healed them and delivered them from every of their destruction. In the name of Jesus, I decree freedom upon you. Every captivity that the enemy have put you under, in the name of Jesus, I decree you are free. I decree you are free. By the power in the word of God, you are free and you are set free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I cover you all with the blood of Jesus Christ. That which the Lord have done in your life shall be permanent. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. This program, Mighty Movers Arena, was brought to you by Chigozie Nweke is a Christian Foundation, that is, CNE Christian Foundation, as part of our youth and children outreach program. We are CNE Christian Foundation. We exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in Jesus' name, in accordance to Proverbs 21:21. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership. Please, can reach out to us on the following number, 090-6271-5171, 090-6271-5171, or 080-3437-0623. Thank you so much for your audience, and see you at the same time, 4 p.m. next Sunday.